Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting the Skim Show. Raycon Earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless brands of earbuds on the market. Go to buyraycon.com/skim for 15% off your Raycon order. Hey everybody, welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
We're in the car, man. Woo! Driving in the car. Here, I'm gonna unplug this. We got the phone out. We got the app recording. We just dumped a bunch of really old crappy monitors off at a recycling center. And
it was nice to do though, because we had a little clearing in the basement of just stuff that's been there for years.
Yeah. And by the way,
we didn't know where the recycling place was. That's why.
So Nick left yesterday.
Yeah. Drove off yesterday morning.
Got to Grand Rapids overnight. And that's why we got some breathing room to move some stuff around and chuck some stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit. But it was all, you know, sad goodbye, but also new adventure. So he's excited. And
we're excited for him.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
Yeah. We just, you know, I like my kids around me, but...
Well,
but I understand you can't always...
I get that. You can't always have that.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You know that song?
Yes, I do.
You don't always get what you want? There it is. That's the Rolling Stones. Anyway, he left yesterday. My mom... here's an update on my mom's brain surgery. They got the whole tumor, and she's recovering better than they expected.
They didn't even expect her to get the whole tumor out.
Yeah, so they thought they were looking at 60 or 70% or something. They got the whole thing, and they didn't have to cut into her brain at all. And all her vessels were intact. And this is all good genetic info for me.
Yeah, best outcome it could be.
Yeah. Her glucose levels jumped real bad though after the surgery for some reason. So that's the only weird thing that's happened. I'm not sure why.
Do you think it was diet before the surgery that did it?
Maybe. They don't know why. They weren't spiked before.
But you kind of go through, like, your normal eating to going to all intravenous feeding.
Yeah,
it
could change.
Different.
It could mesh up at 82.
Yeah, I would bet.
Because saline and stuff, I think there's a lot of sugar in that.
I don't know.
I say all this as if I know anything. I don't know anything.
I don't even pretend to know.
I pretend to know.
I don't know.
So anyway, she's recovering, and she laughed at a dumb joke I told. Although Wendy told a dumber joke, and she didn't laugh at it. Did you hear a dumber joke?
Oh, really?
Do you want to know what the joke was?
Yeah, I do.
It was, Mom said, I've lost 20 pounds. And Wendy said, well, that was a bigger tumor than I thought. And Mom didn't laugh.
She didn't get it.
She didn't get it. I bet she's also stoned out of her mind. She's got so much drugs pumping through her.
You don't want to have that headache.
This is a bumpy road, so a lot of my voice is going to...
I apologize. We're on Redwood Road now, so...
Yeah, Redwood Road. Anyone from here? Anybody else from the 801? was listening to that song a second ago, and
we're just passing where we saw the concert. What's it called? The drive-in theater.
Oh, the drive-in Metallica concert.
Yes,
that was awesome.
Just about to pass that.
They need to do more of those. That was so cool.
I think they do more. We just don't always look.
We should look, because that was fun.
That was fun. That'd be a good date night again.
I mean, that made me want to see concerts again in only that way.
Oh.
Because even in, like, the best of years, I don't want to go
do that
mess. Anyway, also last time we talked to you, let me double check, make sure this is all good. I think so. Last time we spoke, it's been a couple of weeks, okay? It's been crazy here. Sun moving. Mom brain surgery, busy stuff with work stuff going on, busy things with the other kids going on,
yep.
And was the other? I have one more thing to add to that pile, and I forgot it.
I don't remember.
Oh, we had flooding.
We had some flooding in the basement, not real bad.
Bad enough.
Well, luckily none of it hit carpet.
Yeah, we kept it in that basement cement space. Yeah.
But we did have a plumber finally come in last night because we did everything we could to fix
some
it.
Some of the water got into my office a little bit.
Did it really?
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's right next to it, so.
Well, anyway, by the time we got on into your office, it probably was cleaner water.
Yeah. We had this dude come last night, and he knew his stuff really well. But
yeah.
By the time he was done, there were big, hard, petrified food bars that were coming up out of your pipe that were, like, coagulated.
They were old. They weren't from us, I don't even think.
No, I think these are, like, 07 when the house was built, and that family was putting everything in the garbage disposal.
Probably.
Because, think about it, when you first hear about a garbage disposal, be like, dude, I could put everything in there. And it turns out you really shouldn't.
You really shouldn't.
Because there's, like, oil and buildup and grease and stuff. So none of this was like toilet stuff or any kind of nightmare like
He was making me laugh though, because he kept saying, "Do you see any more goldfish come up?"
Goldfish.
Because I would go down and watch while he would pump water through and make sure it wasn't going to flood again.
Yeah.
Or, you know, while he's trying to go through the system. And he was awesome though. He did a great job.
These things that came out, they looked like space Twinkies.
They look like clay.
Yeah, real weird. Like a weird, like the thing they'd force people on Snowpiercer to eat because there's no real food. Really weird.
Oh, shit.
And what?
That almost hit my car.
What did?
Some piece of someone else's car was in the middle of the road.
Look at you swearing right here on the show.
Right here on the show.
Check it out, you guys. Kim's cussing.
I will, when I need to, I will swear when necessary.
Why are people slamming their brakes?
I don't know. Even my car's yelling at me, going, stop.
All right, if y'all heard that beep, that wasn't us. That was the...
That was it trying to beep my swear. Just kidding.
It was a little late. It's the Dodge dumbass in front of us. Look at him. Keep moving there, Chief. Anyway,
we'll survive.
So we have had a couple of weeks, and it killed all our recording. It's just been hard.
Sorry, everybody. We have no excuse. This is our reasoning for it, but there's really no excuse.
I mean, there isn't, you know. Sometimes you get so overwhelmed you can't.
Take our apology.
Guess what? You're not going to record a show while you're like tearing up because Nick's leaving. Like, why would we do that?
That's
right?
Fine. It's all good. But he's gone and he's happy and everything's somewhat back to normal. I mean, as normal as it gets at our house.
Do you think we'll see him again if we visit out there first, or he'll be back here first?
I really don't know. I don't know what work's going to look like for him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he'll be in a situation where it's really. You have to plan your time off with everybody in the place, or I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either how they have.
I don't expect to see him for maybe 6 months at least, because everyone needs to get vaccinations first before you're traveling across the country again.
Yeah. Well, people fly all the time, but yeah, I get your point.
I would prefer that.
So they got the new version of the virus floating around.
Ugh.
Came out of Europe, and it's supposed to be 30% more deadly. If he gets it, but the vaccine is supposed to be effective against it as well, so that's a good sign.
I think I'm most frustrated because we've spent a year now being truly careful. I get all now my groceries. I do pickup service through one of the grocery stores that does it for free. They'll go shop for you, and then you just drive up and they give you your groceries.
Yeah.
And we've been home a lot.
We've been freakishly careful. We haven't been paranoid. We've just been careful.
Right.
Because we know if we help...
I won't say 100% of our time is spent at home. We still go pick up our things.
But if you do...
Drop off our recycling.
If you do your best to slow the spread, then I think it's actually a, you know, whatever. You can argue with me if you want out there, but I think it's a good, it's a duty.
We're not having any parties or barbecues until we get a vaccination.
No. Oh, I forgot. We got dinner coming to us tonight.
I know.
We have this nice neighbor who's like, we're bringing you dinner for once. Your wife does it for everyone else. We're doing it for you.
What's going on?
So, yeah.
That was nice.
Anyway, so the point is, we're going to still be careful. Kim's dad is trying to get the vaccination, but can't get on the list.
The slots go so quickly that he was on his computer, and by the time he got to that point where you could sign up, it was like gone.
Listen, I know there are listeners out there who are Blizzard fans like me, and they'll go to BlizzCon every year. It's like getting BlizzCon tickets. You get online, you're all set to go, you're ready to hit submit, and then, oh, sorry, we're all freaking out.
We're all out, yeah. So
it's pretty bad.
He's trying hard. My mom's getting one tomorrow because she is a substitute teacher. And so she's able to do that earlier than some.
She's like...
Well, my dad's over 70, and it's 70 and older get, you know, the first.
She's like Tofurky for teaching. Well, she's a substitute. She's not real.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like soy milk.
You're great.
Your mom is the soy milk of teaching. Anyway, she's getting one, and she's nervous about it. Because
I don't think she's nervous about
really?
That.
Oh, no, it's her colonoscopy.
She's getting a colonoscopy.
Right.
That's what she's doing.
She don't want no strangers looking up her bum. No one does. I've done that. You did that.
I did that last year.
Everyone go do that, by the way.
If you're over 45,
yeah,
it's time
if you're
to
45
do it.
Or older, get in there.
It's that time.
Get the scope right up the hooter. Done in 10 minutes. You don't even know what happened. They
it
put
was
you out.
Not 10 minutes.
Well, to you it is. You get
well,
in.
That's true, I'm out.
By the time you're prepped, you're just out, and then you're awake. And it was like 5 minutes later. To you, to
yeah.
your brain. It was to me. Anyway, I'd like to take this moment as we talk about colons and looking at them to talk about a sponsor. Not because they have anything to do with colons. Why isn't this working? Okay, that's fantastic. Hey, this is what I wanted to tell you.
Oh, gosh.
We love Raycon, and we've teamed up with Raycon. Sorry, there's a guy who's trying to... Oh, is he not going
to
go?
I don't know what he's doing. He's trying to go all the way across, I guess.
Okay.
Just gonna
get sorry.
What happens when you drive and
I know
hard.
That's totally fine. Here's what I want y'all to do. Okay, I want you to go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your order. Why? Because with seamless Bluetooth pairing and comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. I love my Raycon earbuds. My only problem is I forgot to charge them last week, and when I needed them. That's my bad.
That
but they hold a charge for a long time, so it's just I took forever to do it. And I'm going to make sure I do that today. But anyway, quality of the audio is amazing and comparable to whatever you get from other brands. Like if you're like, oh, but I got these awesome things. Well, guess what? For less money, you can get just as awesome a sound out of these Raycon earbuds. Best of all, this is something that could be used for calls and music, work or play at home or on the go. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You got some birthdays coming up. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
Yeah, that's where the hearts, you know, they get together there and they, I don't know, I ran out of what that
means. You
guys
missed the hand gesture. We got the
meat. I don't even know what it means. Anyway, you can always use a spare even if you have another pair. So go check them out. On top of their everyday great prices, they're offering our listeners 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today. And get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim, BURAYCON, as in Nancy, .com/skim. Go do that today. Okay. Would you like to hear some emails?
Absolutely.
From our listeners? Hold on. I am in the wrong freaking place. Here we go. Okay. Hey, check this out. We got one from a listener named Liz. We hear from, Renee, not Liz. Renee, it's nothing like Liz. Renee Gum wrote in, hi, my favorite podcasters. Hope all is well with you. Here's an interesting question and debate for you. How do you guys feel about living with your in-laws? Benjamin and I, they're together, have been living with his family since we got together. It has been a challenge at times, most times, LOL. Any advice or tips? FYI, Scott, Fargo is amazing and I love it. And we are getting a new dog this year. Yay, so excited. Love you guys, Nurse Liz. Well.
Wait, you said it was Renee.
I know, but she goes by Nurse Liz.
Okay.
That's why I called her the wrong name at the beginning, because that's what I call her on the, when she's in the chat room, I call her Nurse Liz, because that's what she's in there as.
Okay.
So I mix her up all the time. It's her fault, not mine. Anyway.
Wow.
Just kidding, Liz. You're awesome. Yes. Nurse Liz. Renee, hey, here's our answer to that question, or that quandary. Kim and I have never lived with our in-laws, but we
that's
have had.
That's not true.
With our, no, hold on, back up. Let me finish the way I'm going to say it. We have never lived with our in-laws. They lived with us.
Yes, that's true.
It's a little bit like Rorschach in Watchmen, where he says, I'm not in this prison with you. You're in here with me. Remember that?
Yes.
It's a little like that.
It's a lot like that.
Yeah. But we did.
We had Scott's parents live with us.
For about what?
It was 14 months.
It was supposed to be 3 months. It turned into 14.
It was supposed to be 3 weeks, and then it turned into 14 months.
And Kim,
including the time that I was not only pregnant with Carter, but had Carter, and they were still there.
Yeah, it was hard.
It was a houseful.
It was hard. This is in an old place that we had forever ago.
Three bedrooms.
In a town called West Jordan. Three bedrooms, a swamp cooler for air conditioning. Them crammed in one of those rooms. And they were doing this because my dad was trying to build a new house.
Yes.
And he was literally building it himself. So he was...
So
buying the materials is all taking forever.
A lot longer than he planned. A lot longer than he, you know, they were renting before that. And so by the time it was time to leave, and they said, "We'll be gone by this time," the house still wasn't built. So
right.
We were very nice and said, "Of course you can come stay with us," and not realizing that it would be more than planned.
And this was a time.
A lot more than planned.
This was a time in my mom's life where she was kind of hard to be around. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone has their moments. But she was really kind
Nurse
of a
Liz
pill.
Nurse Liz knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she was a hard person to be with all the time. And it wasn't a great setup. Before it ended, they decided to leave a little early and spend a final month or something with my sister, who at the time was like, "Leonard, you guys seem like you're not working very hard to get along with Mom or whatever." But then she moved there, and they immediately
Two
were
weeks,
like...
2 weeks, by the way, they, yeah. They moved out of there.
And then... They called me and said, "Yeah, we get it. We know what you went through." And part of it was my mom had a lot of anxiety. She didn't understand what was going on with my, you know, my dad wanting to build this house. Just kind of threw their lives into disarray at a time where it should have been chill. You know, I get that. I totally get it.
She was still working.
Yeah, she was still working.
She was working on the house.
She was working on the house and working. And then they came there, and it just was hard. And
so
my grandma, did my grandma pass away then?
No, it wasn't during that time.
It was close getting it was there. So her mom died, 98 she died.
Yeah, and they moved into our place in...
96.
Uh-huh.
And then left in 97.
Yeah.
And then 98 my grandma died.
No?
Yeah, it was 98, for sure. I remember
so it was
that.
After they moved.
Yeah, I remember that.
It wasn't during that time.
Super
so anyway,
specifically.
Advice on that. Hold
Don't
your ground.
Hold... Well, that's why I made the distinction in the beginning. My parents were our guests. In this case, sounds like they're the parents' guests. So you have a different power dynamic.
If you're making a reasonable request or demand or however you want to put it, hold your ground as far as if you're going to choose to live with someone else, you need to know, they need to know what your boundaries are as well as you need to know what theirs are. So
right.
I think you need to learn to hold your ground with them in a space of, If your problem is they like to pee with the door open, hold your ground and make it shut the door.
Yeah, or they.
But
what if on Wednesdays they want to have, it's our sex fantasy kitchen night every week.
Geez.
You know what I mean?
Gosh.
But they go in there and go like all 9.5 weeks and start putting food in their,
jelly buttons. Then you know to leave on Wednesdays.
All right, so adjust as needed.
If it's working out, awesome. We had Nick and his girlfriend live with us for 3 weeks before they moved to Minnesota.
Oh, I've been telling everybody, by the way, that that's his roommate, because I didn't know if Nick wanted me to say.
I don't think Nick cares.
I don't know. That's why I didn't do it.
No, I think he thought we cared.
Well, I mean, whatever.
Anyway, so we moved there, but they were living with us, and it was hard because they were had to share a bathroom with
Carter.
Well,
now I can explain it. So people on TMS heard me say he's going there with his roommate, and his roommate's dad is helping them travel. That's what I said. I never said, by the way, the roommate is his girlfriend.
Was this a problem, do you think?
No. I just didn't know if Nick wanted me to say. I don't know. It's a private
thing.
I don't think
Nick cares. I feel like Nick was worried about how we felt about it, him moving in with someone.
Maybe he was worried that legions of old Instance fans couldn't deal with the town crier having a girlfriend.
Town crier.
I don't know. But anyway, point is, that doesn't matter.
That was a hard 3 weeks because Carter had to share a bathroom, and she was like, oh my gosh. There's always Nick's underwear on the floor of the bathroom. Or
that girl was
a
always
towel
draping
over
a big turd over the...
Oh my gosh, stop it.
She just is right over the seat.
Stop it.
You'd walk in there, big, fresh, rotten turd on the seat.
We like her just fine. Stop
just
it.
Kidding. She didn't do that. None of that ever happened. They were fine. And she had a cat. I forgot to mention that. She had a kitty.
So for 3 weeks, we had two cats.
Three dogs.
And five adults in our house.
It was a lot.
It was more than we've ever had.
It was a lot.
So I mean, it was just a lot because everyone gets used to their space.
Yeah.
And so it makes it hard to have people butt into that space.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was tricky. So Nurse Liz, we feel your frustration. It's difficult. but it'll be okay. In the end, you'll laugh about it, and
after you move, it won't be forever. Then you'll laugh about it.
Yeah, and it won't be forever. Nothing is forever. I mean, that doesn't sound right. All right, moving on. Let's do another email. This one from Van's nickname. This is the subject line from Stuart. Stuart says we should call him Huggy Bear, like in Starsky and Hutch. Now, I would just like to point out that unless you've seen the Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson remake movie thing of Starsky and Hutch, you'll not even know what Starsky and Hutch is. It's a freaking cop drama from the 70s that I barely know it. Like, I saw it maybe when I was four or five.
I know what it is, but I didn't really watch it.
You want to call him Huggy Bear or what?
No. I don't know.
He's starting to say our stuff now.
He's starting to say our stuff. It's
yeah,
really
he said...
It's after everything you say.
He said he calls me Pops, except he sort of says Tops, which is fine. I don't care. He says Nana. It's just he says that just fine.
Perfectly fine.
Today he said if you start him with I, he'll go
love you.
He does you like that. He's adorable. He really just started talking out of nowhere and like hardcore. What, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, because Taylor used to try to get him to repeat everything she said. And he just wouldn't do it.
He just wouldn't do it. Didn't care.
But now, whatever.
Suddenly he is just wham, wham, bam, bam, just repeating everything. It's great. Here's one from Natasha. Ooh.
What?
Because it sounds exotic or something. Like a Russian male bride or whatever. Or male bride, not male, like gender. Male order bride.
That's what I meant.
All right.
Oh my gosh, I knew what you meant. I didn't think you meant.
For some reason, Google thinks this is a phishing message. It's not.
Okay.
Anyway, hey SK, that's Scott and Kim. If every podcast you ask for questions, so here's some. Oh, in every podcast you ask for questions, so here's some. Listening to the marriage proposal stories gave me the idea to ask Scott, how did Kim tell Scott they were pregnant? Have you thought of getting something to eat and then parking in a secluded location to watch a movie on your laptop or a date night during the pandemic? These are all separate questions. We're going to start with the first one. How did you tell me? Because I don't remember.
I think we were trying. So as soon as I, and let me just put it out there, the day we try, we got pregnant.
Yeah.
All the times.
We have fertile.
So 2 weeks in,
we have fertile bits.
A pregnancy test.
That's right.
But at the time, it was faster to go get one to just go do a blood test at the hospital.
Let's just say my boys know how to swim. They swam all the way to Egg Central.
So I think it was just a phone call. It wasn't as exciting. We didn't do gender reveals and birth announcements like they
do
now.
Did you pee on a stick or what did we do?
No, it was a blood test.
Blood test. Oh, you said that. Okay.
Yeah.
and that's weird. Did we not have sticks to pee on then?
At the time, our insurance covered it for us to go just go do a lab work blood test.
That's fine.
So it was just one of those things. And we just call you and go, guess what? It's positive.
And one of the things we haven't really mentioned on the show, but Kim had a miscarriage between every pregnancy. So we started with one. And then, I don't remember how, maybe 3 months? It was early.
What?
Before the miscarriage. Or did we have one before Taylor?
Not before Taylor.
Oh, okay. So we had
after Taylor. Before Carter.
And then before Carter, we had a miscarriage 3 months in or so.
And then 6 weeks.
So what's that?
A month and a half.
It's not quite 3 months. In fact, it's literally half of 3 months. Then Carter came. And then another one between Carter
and Nick.
And the doctor at the time, I always thought it was fascinating. He said, this isn't that uncommon. This is like kind of a way for the for your reproductive system to start over, like a reset. And it kind of needs like
a reset. That's the right word for it.
It's like, this is a terrible comparison, but you know how your hose, you're not going to drink out of your hose.
It's going to be a terrible
comparison. Hold on, it's not. You can't drink out of your hose outside because it's been sitting out in the sun all day and there are bugs in it and everything. So you run it for a while, get all the bugs out, and then
you
got
to... you're not allowed to make comparisons. You're not allowed.
Whatever. I'm famous for my bad.
Flushing out all the bugs.
Yeah, right. Flushing all the bugs out. Anyway, that's question number one, so there's your answer. Number two.
We have done lots of sit in parking lots eating food. Date nights.
Yeah, all the time.
So fun to do.
Tonight we're doing that, but not in a parking lot.
Yeah, we're going to watch a movie in bed because...
No, we're watching...
Or your show that you need to watch.
Well, you want to watch it too.
Yeah, I do.
We're going to watch WandaVision because we haven't yet. So we're doing that tonight.
We're going to watch that tonight. But yeah, probably at least once a week we just jump in the car and go find good food that we'd really want.
Yeah.
And sit in a parking lot and eat it, or sometimes bring it home, but usually just stay out because we've had so many people in our house. We needed to get out.
Yeah, lately, especially. Okay, here's another one. Aside from dogs, fish, and or cats, have you had any unique pets? We had a snake.
Okay, let me just
Norman.
List it for a minute.
Okay, go.
We've had 1, 2, 3, 4 snakes over time.
Yeah, 4 snakes.
We've had gerbils.
Yep.
We've had guinea pigs.
Yep.
We've had cats. We've had birds.
Yeah.
What else we had? We've had fish.
We've had different kinds of fish.
I said goldfish, but yes. We've had angelfish and different kinds like that.
We had one of those fish where if you put it with another fish, it eats the other fish.
The angelfish?
No. Samurai fish or something like that?
Something like that.
Whatever they are. I forget.
We've had... And the snakes were all varying. We had one ribbon snake. That was the worst thing in the
world.
That
thing was so hard to feed or deal with. It wanted to get out every time, and it was awful.
One of the cats ate the guinea pig in my bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah, looking at us while he did it.
Crunching sounds of bones, and I was like, what is that sound? And then
and
I started, like, gagging.
A lot of cats. Bunch of cats, because Carter loves cats.
Well, and we've had a lot of outdoor cats, which sometimes disappear, and then the neighbor cat has kittens, and you go, all right, fine, you can have another kitten.
1 year we ate the cat.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, we were really hard up that year.
Just kidding. But we've had lots of other animals.
Before I got married, or when I was younger, I used to have raised gerbils. Used to sell them. It was like a little business.
You had a tarantula.
Had a tarantula, toads, all kinds of bugs and insects. Praying mantis. I had. I've told the story before somewhere, but at one point I had the praying mantis, the big giant toad, and a. Tarantula in the same aquarium, and the next morning the only winner was the praying mantis. He destroyed the other two. He killed them. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but pets are great. I love them.
Basically, it's what you won't do for your kids. It's all the weird pets. We've had them all.
Yeah, we've had everything.
Everything but a monkey, which Scott did want, but I said no.
Here we go.
Your dad had one.
He says, "What would you get if you didn't?" I want a goat.
I think a goat would be great if we had land for a goat.
Yeah.
If we had enough land, if we could be a little bit out there and homestead a little bit, we'd have goats.
Pigs, maybe.
We'd have bees, yeah. And we'd have chickens for sure.
Oh, yeah, chickens, because they do eggs, and we like eggs.
You like the eggs.
I also don't mind a little chicken now and again.
Mm-hmm. I'd let you kill them then.
Okay. can you eat the udders of a cow? Has anyone ever done that?
Ugh, I don't know.
Why not?
That sounds terrible.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And extremely fatty.
It sounds tender. Finally, what is Kim planning to plant in her garden this year, and what does she recommend to plant?
So, I'm kind of a stickler with things like tomatoes. I try to do heirloom, the ones that are harder to find to eat, because I can get Roma tomatoes in my grocery pretty well stocked, all that stuff. But I like
I loved her
tomatoes.
On Designing Women. What was her name? I forgot the name of the tomato you just said. What was it?
an heirloom tomato.
Oh, heirloom tomato. She was amazing. Her performance was really memorable.
Anyway,
sorry, go ahead.
I recommend that and things that aren't as easy to get. Good herbs that
weed.
A lot of.
Like weed.
Yes, absolutely.
Kim would grow weed if it was legal, wouldn't you?
I would.
Because why not?
I would. Absolutely.
It's legal. We're law-abiding citizens.
We are law-abiding
citizens. So when it's legal, you're like, all right, let's make a little bit of medicinal weed, make some brownies or whatever.
There you go.
Everybody feels a little better around dinner.
So that's what I do. I do tomatoes, pumpkins, and really good herbs, usually. And what did I do last? Oh, tomatillos. Those turn out all right.
Tomatillo. Oh, right. Yeah. Those kind of got shrunk this year, though, right?
They weren't very big, but then I went to the store to get some to make some tomatillo dressing, and theirs were all small, too.
Oh, maybe they were just
maybe it was
just
a bad
year for it. Okay. Ow, that hurt.
And if I could, I would do a peach tree, because my dad grows the most amazing peaches.
I believe you. Finally, let's see. Oh, that one I'm going to save for next week.
Why?
Because that's a good one for next week. It's just a bigger topic.
Okay.
We'll have more time for it. I think that's it. I think we've done all we can do here on the driving in the car talking to you show.
Okay.
We got anything cool coming up? Not really. It's
the weird part of Valentine's is coming up.
Winter. Like, look at a storm. We're about to get nailed.
We're about to get nailed by a heavy storm. And that's all right. We can be home this whole weekend, sit at home with snow. I'm happy with that.
I'm fine with that, too.
We definitely need snow in our...
Our runoff is going to be bad in the spring if we don't get some snow.
No, which means I can't grow anything if I don't have any water.
Well, the trick is to get precipitation of some kind, and right now there hasn't been a lot of rain or snow. And that's bad for the spring because, A, we need it for our water, and you don't want to have a whole summer of rationing if you can help it. But then also a couple other states buy water from us, so it hurts them. Like Arizona buys some water from us.
I don't think they buy water from us.
They do. Well, California does. They buy Idaho and Utah water.
Cool.
Truck it out there, baby. Go pump it into your veins, man.
Oh my gosh. You are on a kick today.
It's because I'm free of all that aluminum we just dumped off. It feels good. We're getting rid of stuff. We're simplifying our lives.
We're trying to.
I'm trying to do the 3-day. Have you heard of the 3-a-days?
3 items a day.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you do 3 things a day, small or big, doesn't matter.
Well, yesterday you put the monitors in my car, so today you have to do 3 more.
Yeah, 3 more today. I'll do it. You mentioned cables earlier, and I know I've got redundant cables everywhere. So I got to go throw a bunch of cables away.
There's
I've got a lot of those. Parallel port cables and freaking serial cables, stuff.
Anybody need any cables, you let us know. We'll send them your way.
Will we, though? That sounds like a big pain in the A. I don't think we're going to do it.
All right. Never mind.
All right. Next week.
Scott's not feeling generous about his time.
I don't want to ship cables to you. That sounds terrible. Why does that sound so bad?
I promise there's nothing in there you can't live without.
This is also the longest my beard has been since the pandemic started. I don't know why.
Me too.
It's the longest your beard's been?
Ever.
Wow. Carter's leg hair is pretty long. That's something.
I did shave my legs the other day because I was thinking the same thing, like, oh, it's been a little time.
I don't want to freak anybody out or make it sound weird or anything, but Kim has amazing shaved legs. When you shave your legs, I don't know if it's because you've got the right moisturizer or what's going on, but that is some silky smooth, past the cotton test business.
Just don't shave above the knee. Only hookers shave above the knee.
Whoa, is that true? You're calling your daughter a hooker, I think, then, because Taylor shaves above her. She can't stand having hair. She does her arms, too, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Human hair. What are you going to do? All right. I think that's it. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Is that all you got? Thank you all for listening and being there for us. We really appreciate it. Some people asked over the week, hey, do you guys have your own Patreon for the show? And the answer is no, but you can use the Frog Pants one. And it would be the same because Kim and I are married and we, you know, share
our funds.
Yeah. So if you go to patreon.com/frogpants and you kick in over there, that helps us across the board.
It would be amazing. That would help us.
It really would. And thanks to anybody who's listening right now that already does. That means a great deal to us as well. That'll do it. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.